Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I just looked at my watch, and I remember when a story an old preacher told one time about little boy that went to church with his grandmother, and he said, "Grandma, what does it mean when the preacher hits the pulpit?" And she said, "That means that he's trying to get a point across, and listen very carefully because he wants to emphasize and gets people's attention." He said, "What does it mean when he looks at his watch?" She said, "That doesn't mean nothing." I want to read from 2 Kings. And I want those of you who are graduating to listen attentively. 2 Kings, and it came to pass, chapter 2, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, and Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, now I know these names are quite a little bit the same, but there's a J in the first one, and Elijah is an old man. Elijah is about to be taken up into heaven by God, but he is training this young student who's going to take his place, who's going to step in the gap that he's going to leave, and he's training him, and as he's training him, he's taking him through different schools, showing him different things. So first they went to Gilgal. Then Elijah said to the young student, Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel, the next city. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord liveth and as the Lord, your soul liveth, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho came to Elisha, the young student, and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." And Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord liveth and as your soul liveth, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bring this message alive, especially to those who are going out in their new life. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. When I got out of high school, the Vietnam War was raging. Most of us that weren't headed to college were drafted. I joined the Navy. I thought walking 2 years or riding four, it'd be easier to ride for 4 years than to walk for two. So I joined the Navy for 4 years. Things were uncertain. Everything changed. And God knew this as he was teaching this young prophet. And there are things that are going to change. The first place that the old prophet took the young student was to Gilgal. Gilgal is where Joshua had taken over. Moses had just died. God had just opened the Jordan River, and they marched across the Jordan River, and they got to the promised land. And God said, "I want you to take 12 stones, lay them in a circle. When you get on the other side of the Jordan," and they were there, And he said, I want you to mark this and never forget it. And all through the times, in the Bible times, 39 times Gilgal is mentioned, where the children of Israel went back to that place where they realized what God had done. And what had God done? God cut the manna off from heaven. Mama was no longer cooking for them. Daddy was no longer putting a shelter over their head. He said, you've moved into a better place, and remember that. You're moving on with your life. You're going to accomplish something, not for yourself necessarily, but for everyone around you. You need to make life better for everyone that knows you. And when you do that, your life will be the best, because it's in giving that you receive. So I had need to go through Gilgal. He had need to understand where they were standing. They're no longer... I remember kids saying, I'm 18. I don't have to do what you say anymore. They're still sitting at your table eating and saying that. They're on your insurance policy. That will cost them hundreds of dollars a month if you cut them off. You know, they're driving a car that you probably signed for. But I'm 18. You know, and I was 18, I was in the Navy, and I learned one thing. My dad was a softie compared to those guys. You know, our toughest guys joined the Marine Corps. What crazy guys they were. They joined the Marine Corps, and did they ever get taken down a notch or two? They wasn't allowed to breathe. I mean, we had to wear the clothes that the Navy told us to wear and the shoes they told us to wear. But we were allowed to breathe and kind of have a choice of what we ate once in a while. We didn't have to eat out of this little pack that we carried on our back that had Spam in it. You know. Life changed. And life has changed for you this month. It's changed. It's changed drastically. And a lot of the decisions you make are going to follow you the rest of your life. But the next place they went was to Bethel. Bethel is called the house of God. It's 12 miles north of Jerusalem. Bethel was a place that two events took place with Jacob. Jacob was leaving his father's house, leaving his brother Esau. And if you don't know the basic story about Jacob, when he was born, he was a twin, but he held on to his brother's heel as he was born. And Jacob had a tendency to grab everything that was around him. He grabbed his uncle Laban's sheep. He grabbed the birthright of his brother Esau. He grabbed everything. And sometimes we find ourselves grabbing everything. We want what's best for us. We want everything for us. We don't care about anyone else. We'd make a good dictator, because we don't care about anyone. We only care about us. And that's the way Jacob was. And Jacob had to leave his home because he was that way. Jacob was on his way to his uncle Laban's to hide out. And he stopped at Bethel. And there at Bethel, he had a dream, and he saw angels ascending and descending up this ladder. You've heard, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. He promised God. He said, God, 10% of everything I have and everything I make, I'm going to give to you. That was something for a boy who was a taker. That was something for a boy that would just take everything he could get and not care about anyone else making it. Then he went up to his uncle Laban's, and he finagled around, and he ended up with three of his daughters, and he ended up with his uncle Laban's sheep. And he knew he had to leave, and he left in the middle of the night, and he took his family, and he's headed back down towards Esau, who he thought hated him because he stole his birthright for a bowl of soup. His uncle Laban, he couldn't go back because he kind of wiped him out financially. And he finds himself, you know where he finds himself? At Bethel. He finds himself the place where he had the dream of the ladder, back at Bethel. And God calls him out. And the Bible says that night he went over to an island called Peniel. and there he wrestled with God. He wrestled with God until his hip went out of joint. And I think God may have said this: Jacob, remember what you promised me back here? But you continued living the way you were living? He said, Jacob, I'm going to hold you to the promise. And Jacob said, let me go. And God said, let me go to Jacob. And Jacob said, I'll not let you go until you bless me. You're going to seek for God's blessing. You know who God is, and you're going to seek for God's blessing. But you're not going to get God's blessing until you give yourself up. Until you say, it's no longer about me, God, it's about you. And when you give yourself up, it took Jacob being crippled in order to be crowned. From that day on, he limped on his leg. But you know what God said? Listen to this. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. That's where Israel got its name. The children of Israel, the children of Jacob. God changed his name because he was a different man. He was sold out for God. Everything belonged to God. He was God's man in that place. And God blessed him. His next to the youngest son, Joseph, became the prime minister of Egypt. Wow. How'd that happen? God took everything away from Israel, from Jacob, that he could take away so that he could bless him in Egypt through his son. We're going to go through that. The promises you make to God today, he will hold you to them at some point in time. And the sooner we understand that and the sooner we get into the will of God, the better off we're going to be. Then he said, oh, you're going to Jericho. You know where Jericho was? Jericho was right on the western side of the Jordan River. Jericho blocked all of the promised land. Jericho had big walls around it. The first thing you do when you go to war is you look for the strongholds and you take out the strongholds, the things that are in your way, blocking you from getting to you where you're going to go and where you need to go. They got across the Jordan River and they saw this city that blocked everything and it had big walls around it. Most of the children of Israel said, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? But Joshua said this, God, we're going to do what you told us to do. You're going to run into roadblocks in your life. You may run into one getting into college. You may run into one getting the classes that you need to get. You may run into a roadblock getting into graduate school. You may drop out of college. You may be forced out of college. You may think it's a roadblock. Every roadblock that I've ran into in my life, God has ordained it. Keep that in mind. God has ordained it to move me from here to here. In those roadblocks, God said, here's what I want you to do. And they said, oh, we're sharpening our swords. What do you want us to do? We're ready to fight. He said, you don't need your swords. This is my battle. When you realize that the roadblocks, the things that come in your way, are God's battle, not yours. We fall down on our knees in prayer. We kneel down beside our bed in prayer. We drive our car. Keep your eyes open and pray. But we pray. And we see that God doesn't need us to take out the roadblocks. Story after story after story is within this church of people of how God helped them to succeed in what they were doing by tearing down the strongholds, opening the doors. God has doors for you, but they're God's doors, not your doors. If Joshua said, give me 100 men and let's go out and we'll storm that front door, they'd have been defeated. Until you realize this battle is God's and not yours, you're going to be defeated too at every roadblock. Now, people have wondered for the last few years, several years, why I'm calm when things go wrong. Because it's not my will, it's His will be done. And God gives us that peace that passes all understanding. God can and will remove your Jerichos. Then he had needs to go to Jordan. That's where Joshua took over leadership. That was a place when he got to the edge of the Jordan and he knew that he was now in charge. He had a responsibility, not the responsibility to lead, but the responsibility to follow. You'll never be a good leader until you learn how to follow. If you're at 18 years old right now, or 25 years old, or 30 years old, and think you know it all, you have ended your learning. I know people at my age. They knew it all at 16. They have learned nothing since 16. Once you learn that you can continue to learn, you'll be like the fellow that graduated from UT this year, was 92 or something, just finished his degree. So he wanted to do it. He wanted to accomplish it. The Jordan River is a place where you either break down or you break through. That's a place where you say, God, I can do this. I remember when I was called in the ministry, I didn't know what I could do, but I knew God could do everything. I had no education. I didn't think that I had the ability to get an education. I knew I didn't have the money to get an education. But God said, I didn't even get into the college. I got into the college, but I couldn't find a job, so I didn't go to the college I wanted to go to when I went out of the Navy. Had I done that, I wouldn't have been here. So instead of breaking down when you get to the Jordan River, you break through it. It's not an easy path ever, but it's God's path. And you will follow God's calling rather than what men tell you to do. And that's where your work begins. That's where you start. Elijah took the student, Elisha, through every key school that he needed to go to in order to be God's man. Young people, God's going to take you through the same schools. He is. You can't skip one. He's not going to let you skip one. You're going to find barriers. You're going to find places where people are going to hate you no matter what decision you're going to make. You're going to find that God's going to call us on the carpet for the promises we made. But you will learn. Same as I learned. Same as your mom and dad learned. Same as your grandma and grandpa learned. And your great-grandma and grandpa learned. Is there anyone here over 60 that has never dealt with any of these things I talked about today? I mean, stand up. I could say, is there anyone over 30 that hasn't dealt with all these things? Because they're all true. Remember it. God wants you to make it. You'll never make it on your own. You'll die trying. But God will open the doors. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today for not just the students that have graduated and going on to more schooling or jobs, but Lord, I pray for everyone in this congregation. Some are going through these places right now. Some are coming to a time of decision. Some are coming to a blockade that seems to be in the road. Some have taken on new jobs and new leadership. And Lord, you can bless them if they keep you first. Help us do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.